William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
The 3:45 at Doncaster. This is the Grimthorpe Chase, Class 2 handicap over 3.25 miles. We have a field of 12 here. Nice competitive race again as well. Several of them coming into this in decent enough nick. You've got the likes of Arkin and Fabriega and Monperrin all coming into this in winning form. Any of those on the shortlist?
Yeah, Monperrin, Sean Bowen, nice to see him back from injury after I think a shoulder injury he had. One of the star conditions of the season. Unfortunately, he missed a massive chunk. He won on Monperrin at Cheltenham in a very similar contest. Handicap has put him up 6. Sean's lost another £2 of his claim, so he's effectively £8 higher. Giving away 11-12 over 3.25 miles could be a little bit on the difficult side. Knight in Milan, real core specialist. He won this race last year, beating Storm Survivor by 5 lengths. He's £10 higher this time around. I think that may well be enough. Just denied by Grandad's horse here at the track on the 13th of December. And then up another £2, beaten 10 lengths by If in Doubt. So I think the handicapper off this marker 146 has probably got hold of course specialist Knight in Milan. But like I say, the last season's winner, you couldn't rule him out. Super Duty would be interesting, running for Ian Williams. He was a good second back in 2013 at Newbury behind Hayden's Approach in a 20 grand graduation chase, which was a really good effort. RPR rating 155. He's running off 141 today. Not a bad run over hurdles 4 weeks ago. Probably put him spot on for this. And in a race which is competitive, but nothing really stands out as a selection, I will just take a chance on Super Duty and hope that he strips fitter for that return 4 weeks ago after 18 months off the track. And he can probably pick up the pieces. So Super Duty will be the selection. Keep an eye on Nicky Richards' Streams of Whiskey, who won three starts back over fences at Haydock. He pulled up on his return when made favourite at air over fences. So they dropped him back over hurdles after he made a bad mistake. And that was a bit of a confidence booster, I think, finishing second to Wicked Spice. Shows that he's in good form. And back over fences, I think he can resume progress. So Streams of Whiskey is certainly interesting. But Super Duty will be the selection.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.